Back on Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, Anthony Rothman with the man who's all about the business of sports betting. He is with the Action Network. He is Darren Revelle. Good to see you, Darren.
Good to be here.
All right, so you're literally almost talked out, but we're going to get a few nuggets out of you. First of all, is there anything that really jumps off the page to you that you've been intrigued about with the prop bets? Is there anything special?
I mean, just a regular bet. I think this is the first Super Bowl in 19 years that I've been at that no one really knows where to go. I mean, in this game, it's the most, it's the closest game from a betting standpoint that we've seen. Now, I mean, if you look at where the money's still on the Chiefs, which isn't surprising. I think the true line in this game is probably 49ers is a 1.5-point favorite, and it's right now the Chiefs is a 1.5-point favorite. I think that's just because the public loves offense and doesn't recognize defense, and they think Patrick Mahomes is better than he is, and they think the 49ers defense is not as good as it is. And so I'm not betting either side, but I think the total has moved to a point where you almost have to take the under.
It's 54.5 still?
Yeah, it's 55 in some places. So to move 4.5 points. This is the last game of the year. I mean, it's game 256. It should be the most refined game. You shouldn't have that much of an increase or a decrease in the total. There's no new information. So that's just based on people just loving the offense and thinking that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for 6 touchdowns, and it's just the easiest money in the world. And you still, even at 55, have 85% of the money on the over. So I would take the under on that.
Really? Yeah. All right, so if you like the under.
I'm also taking the under on Patrick Mahomes' total touchdowns of 2.5. People think that's a crazy bet, but if you look at the actual data, it's on my side.
Especially interesting with a team. Now, if they get in the red zone, and they've not been great in the red zone, Kansas City, and they have run Damian in the red
zone.
That's
true. That is true. Yeah, someone put a Damian Williams prop bet on. I don't know if you saw this. This is the biggest prop bet I've personally ever seen. Let's get this. It's Damian Williams, $267,000 on Damian Williams under 53.5 rushing yards.
All right. I got to tell you.
I would take the under. I just wouldn't take it for $267,000.
Of course you wouldn't, because you'd be sweating your you-know-what off for the entire game. God forbid he breaks one.
I know. It takes is one. I mean, that's the whole.
You're really behind the eight ball. If that one comes late.
Like third, exactly. That is
here's
true.
What you got to hope.
That is true.
You got to hope that Kansas City's trailing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Which they have in the last couple of games.
I actually am going to – I will live bet this game, and I'm going to hope that Kansas City is up. Because if Kansas City's up 7-0 or 10-0, then I'm gonna pound the 49ers live betting.
Take whatever points you can get, or you take the money line.
You'll take the money line, and then you – I mean, you always want to – if you're going to bet live, you always want a favorite to be up. I mean, my biggest bets of the year have been live, again, where there's favorites who are barely up, but because people are so – Thanksgiving, the Cowboys up 7, okay? The real line on the Bills, money line, with the Cowboys up 7, 5 minutes in the game, should be plus 200. Should be plus 200. It was plus 630 after it was just a touchdown.
Okay, I know what you're saying. So you're saying since Kansas City's the favorite, and it's also the perceptual favorite.
Correct.
That if they score first.
And we've just had the, congratulations to the 49ers for winning the division, but winning their conference by handing off, right? Like, can Garoppolo come back? Yes, I'd love to see 7-0, 10-0. Love Chiefs, and then I'm going to take the 49ers.
He's Darren Revelle of the Action Network, sports business reporter, senior executive producer for the Action Network. Headline today in the USA Today, Americans to wager $6.8 billion on the big game.
That's legal.
Yes, a record. Well, it says a record $26 million expected for legal bets. $6.8 billion.
A record $26 million expected. People. Yeah, people expected to bet.
Yeah,
that's... not surprising. I mean, I live in New Jersey now, where they bet $4.5 billion this year, basically 90% of Nevada. I go to work on a FanDuel-wrapped bus. I mean, it's like I'm living in Europe or something like that.
We are. You know what I'm calling it? I'm calling it we have skewed off into the Back to the Future 2 Biff's Pleasure Palace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's where we live now.
Yeah, no, but then I work in New York where I can't put a bet on mobile, so it's like...
How about this, though? $6.8 billion in the big game, and we started the conversation with nobody knows who's going to win.
Right, well, this is the worst game to bet. again, it's game 256. This is when the odds makers put in all the data, they press return, and, you know, this is the most refined game. My best bets of the year are when you go against what is perception. So, like, I went 6-1 with the Ryan Fitzpatrick Dolphins because they were different from the Dolphins of the first 5 weeks. I hate to say this, but this is where the casual people want to bet, and they come out of the woodwork. Maybe this
crushed.
Game will be, and then, yeah, exactly. It's, you know, they just go. That's why the public is the public. Sometimes they're right, but
all right. Do you have a prop bet that you other prop bet that you like? Some of the stupid ones. Or do you
I
stay
like
away
that.
From
you know, those? I like the gate. I did like the Gatorade one. I tend to go towards clear or what people don't realize how much water is in those things. Players also like to make their own combination, but then yesterday someone started talking about. That it was going to be purple for Kobe. It's like, come on. We have other ways to tribute Kobe. That's like the donut place saying, we're selling a donut for $0.08 and $8.24, a rest in peace Kobe donut. I mean, come on. It's not the way to honor Kobe. But anyway, purple went from 12-1 to basically the favorite just off that rumor.
All right, well, good.
I do like the national anthem one. The problem is that it's not, you can't legally bet it. You know, the gaming enforcement in each state has to approve whether you can bet a novelty prop.
Okay.
Because they're worried about who can control it.
Sure.
I guess they're worried about Demi Lovato throwing $10,000.
Well, or somebody that she knows, right? Or people in her team.
There is a rehearsal of it. Yeah, someone that she knows.
So it's 2 minutes and 4 seconds. That's the over-under.
Right,
and she's
actually really difficult because she has one that's 149 in YouTube and one at 211. I love how I talk about this seriously without smiling. And one 211.
It is serious if someone puts money on it.
So there's a big delta there, you know. And remember, it's not when the accompaniment starts. It's when the O starts. And it's the action is at the end of the first Brave just in case they have another one because Gladys Knight had it. Two of the Brave, of the Brave. Second one didn't count.
Okay. That's incredible information. So, Jose Kane at the O, and then the Brave,
exactly,
it's done.
Exactly.
All right, so the over is minus 130, the under is minus 110, or at least that's what I've seen.
Yeah.
So give me what the Action Network is saying, consensus on who wins the game.
We're actually, again, I think we're in the same place that I'm in. We have something that we have an algorithm that shows you all the props and what props are you know, the best, and you should go on our app, take a look at it, see where the biggest delta is. That's what it's about, really. Like it's about how many, you know, what is the difference between what is projected and what the sports books are offering. I don't have one off the top of my head. I will tell you, I can't remember which one it was, but there's someone who has receiving yards, and it was one sports book in Jersey was offering 27.5, and one was 21.5, and my God, I was in New Jersey. He's like, hey, can you put 1,800 on that for me? I'm like, 1,800? It's 6 yards difference. And he's like, no, yeah, it's an 18% difference. It's massive. Oh. I'm like, oh, really? It is?
It is.
So it's to me, that's you were going to get tackled, and yeah. You made yourself you – you got out of that tackle, and you got another 5 or 6 yards. Like, I'm
massive.
Not betting $1,800 on that. So,
all
you know,
right.
But that's what you do. You do edges. We have a guy in the Action Network who when something goes on Twitter, an injury, he hits that NBA game, and it before anyone gets it, and then he's not betting. If every sports book adjusts right, he's not betting that game at all. But it's just within those 1 or 2 minutes, you know.
All
it's
right.
Amazing to
if
just
I,
see
if,
yeah.
Last question. If I gave you money, imaginary money, $1 million.
Yeah.
You lose the bet, you don't lose a dime of your own,
yeah.
But you can profit $1 million.
Yeah.
Who are you putting it on?
No, I want the total. I'll take the total.
You
give me
the over
total.
Oh,
give me the under 55.
I'll
take the either 54.5 or 55. I'll take the under.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darren Revelle, Business of Sports Betting for the Action Network. Great to see you. Get some rest
Thank
before
you.
Sunday.
You got it.